Okay. Great schools to have Rabbi Simon Schlitter here. Rabbi Simon is a great Gaon and great Tam Chochem who matches his learning with his Midos, Tovos. And to me, he's been very close for many years. To me, I'm kind of like a Talmud Chaver of his. And his Sefer, I think he saw throughout the summer, is a phenomenal Sefer and just shows how great of a Talmud Chacham he is. So without any further ado, I want to thank you for coming. And also just to, before we start, it's also especially meaningful to me that he comes to give a shiur and the first summer that we have named the summer after memory of my nephew, Noam Yehoshua Ben Yaakov.
Okay, Mr. Hirsch, thank him for inviting me to come to share the Divrei Torah with you. And to tell you the truth, the challenge of the shiur is to try to say something that's not mefurish in the sefer, so you know, so we could have some dvar chiddush, and so that's the challenge of the shiur. To talk about Inyani Eirvin, and Inyani Eirvin have relevance to Inyani Mezuzah, and and please feel free to say anything you want during the shiur. If you want to ask a question, you know, you can ask, you can, whatever you like. Okay, Bishus Harav Hirsch, Lita. Okay. One of the fundamental machlokes in the Gemara in Eirvin is machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim, but also Rabbim uvat lemechitzta, or lo also Rabbim uvat lemechitzta. In other words, if you have an opening in a mechitza and the Rabbim are going through, so does that revatal the continuity of the mechitza or not? And that's the Mishnah here on Chav Beis Amud Aleph. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, im heya derech reshus harabim mefas chosom yisal kenel etzdodim. Chachomim einu tzorech. So you have, say, the Pasi Biros, you have these mechitzas, and then there's reshus harabim going through, there's a highway, whatever, going through between the openings of the mechitza. So the shaila is, does that mevatel the mechitza or not? So Rabbi Yehuda says, it's mevatel the mechitza. Yisal kenu letzdodim. You have to reroute the passageway, because if the rabbim are going through, then it's not good. Chachamim omrim einu tzorech, and Chachamim say no, that you have Shem Dal Mechitzas, you have your four Mechitzas, there are openings in each one. But so what? If you have whatever you need for a Mechitza, Pasei Biros has a special halacha that you can have these L-shaped things in the corners, and that's good enough. Norm, or you need at least Omen Merubah Laparitz, or something like that. So even though the Rabbim are going through, it doesn't matter. Because Chacham Paskin lo asi rabim uvat lemechitza. So just to open up the shiur and maybe a lighter note, I'll show you an interesting. This I heard from my friend Rav Agoin Rav Lazer Katzman, who is one of the biggest bekiyim and svarim in the world today. His father was a rashiv in Tor Vadas. So he told me a vort once. He has a Mishuna Dika Bekiyas in Sfarim. I think the name of the Sefer told us Noach, who was the first father-in-law of Rabbi Baruch Be'er. The Sefer told us Noach. So he has a new Mahalach, and I'll tie it in with something else. The Yontif of Sukkos is coming up around the corner. So everyone asked the famous Kasha. Why is Sukkos at this part of the year? So Pesach, we understand. Pesach happened in a specific time, Tezvav, Nisan, And Shavuos is 50 days after. But Sukkos, nothing to do. So we know there's a famous Vilna Gaon in the beginning of Shir HaShirim that says that Sukkos is not just Tam the Anon HaYakov, because the Anon HaYakov was the whole year. All the years of the Midbar, the whole year. There's nothing special about Tezvav. So the Gaon said, no, there was something special about Tezvav, because the Vilna Gaon says that not only, the first parak of Shir HaShirim, that not only when we... When we got the Anon HaKavod, so then we sinned in the Chet HaEgel, they were nostalgic. And only after the Kapara for the Chet HaEgel did they come back. And that's what Sukkos is about, the coming back of the Anon HaKavod. So he makes a cheshbon that we get Slicha on Yom Kippur, Salachti Kidvarecha, Yud Tishrei, and then Moshe came down, he's Mitzave, the Am, and Meleches HaMishkan. The Pasuk says, Va'am HaVios HaNedova Baboker Baboker. So Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, and then they brought it on Yud Dalet, and he collected the donations. Then Tezvav, they started building it, and then when they started building the Mishkan, the Anonim came back, and that's what the Vilna Gaon writes in the beginning of Shir HaShirim, the first part of Shir HaShirim. So after something happened on Tezvav, that the Anonim HaKavod returned, that was the Gemar of the Kapara of the Chet HaEgel. So something was special. So this Sefer told us Noach says a little bit to explain why was the significance of the Anon HaKavod after Yom Kippur more so than the rest of the year. And he says like this, because Tosas in Erevin on Chav Beis Amid Beis, Timon Maskel Dilma, at the end of the Tosis, says Mechitza she'ena suya bidei Adam lo chashiva Mechitza kulei hai. Fil Rabbanim modu do'os Rav mevatli Mechitza. So he says like this, that you could have Mechitzas bidei Adam, right? You build a wall. It's a Mechitza bidei Adam. But then you have a Mechitza bidei Shemayim. You have a mountain, a steep mountain. So that's a mechitza. It wasn't made by man. It was made by the Bnei Shalom. It was part of the Bria. But a mechitza bidei Shemayim is considered a lesser mechitza because it wasn't made as a mechitza. So the Tosis holds that a mechitza she'ena suya bidei Adam is not as strong a mechitza, and even Rabbanu would be moida that if the Rabbim are going through for the mechitza bidei Adam, then we would say asimat Rabbim umavat lemechitza. Right? That's what Tosfos says. Oh, so the Sefer told us Noach, as Rav Leizer Katzman pointed out to me, quotes the Gemara in Yuma. Gemara in Yuma here, and I in Heyam and Aleph. Where the Shkoyach, the Gemara in Yuma, I once suggested at a Rebbeim's meeting that Yuma would be a great Masechta to learn in YU, but I was sort of voted down by...
Not by
you. No. Yeah, because Yuma has everything. It has Halacha L'Maisa, if you want Halacha L'Maisa, you want Lamdas, Kach, it has everything. It's a tremendous... Okay, maybe one Gilgal will learn it. Okay, but there's a whole sugi here about the mon. So the Gemara has a stir in the psukim regarding the mon. So he says like this. So he says there are three psukim that seem to contradict. One pasuk says, Redes atal amachana. One pasuk says Ve'etziam v'loktu. So he says Haketzah tzadikim yorad al Pesach v'teim. So tzadikim mamish like l'havdil like the newspaper you get it by your door. Beinonim yotzu, the beinonim had to go out a little bit v'loktu. Rishoyim shatu v'loktu, they had to even go further and collect. So that's the answer. What's the answer? It means like this. in other words, the sukkahs is connected to Anani HaKavod, right? So Anani HaKavod had a chashivas, right? But one could tell you what's the chashivas of the Anani HaKavod. There was a bekia, because the Rishayim always had to go outside to get the man. And Tosis says that everyone agrees that Asur Rabim Vatli Mechitzta when it comes to Mechitzas Bidei Shemayim. And Anani HaKavod Mechitzas Bidei Shemayim. However, after Yom Kippur, everyone had a Mechila Savonos. So for those days after Yom Kippur, even the Rishayim were able to get them on Al Pesach Boteim. At least, for a little bit at least, the famous Medrash that Sukkos is Rishon LaCheshbon Avonos. So the question is, what about the 4 days in between? So I think the Shalosh says, others say, that those 4 days no one sins. You're too busy getting ready for Sukkos. You don't have time to... enough time to sin. So b'meila, the Anani HaKavod had the biggest mila of the Anani HaKavod that they had the status of Mechitza was only after Yom Kippur. So therefore, we want to highlight and celebrate the Yantif of Sukkos on the Anani HaKavod. We want to highlight the Anani HaKavod in their pristine form of when they had a status of Mechitza, and therefore... And therefore, that's why we celebrate that time of the year, based on the Tosis, because the rest of the year, the Rishayim had to be okay. And it doesn't take too long for people to go back to their regular, self, and then, whatever. But for those days, there was no Bekia by the Anani HaKavod. So therefore, it would have a status. So normally, Anani HaKavod didn't have a status of Mechitzis, because Tosis says that Mechitzis is Shemayim Kulei Alma, which parenthetically reminded me of another thing I heard many years ago. Once I'm saying over this, I'll tell you over something I heard many years ago from Rav David Cohen of Brooklyn. This is when before he had his building. The minyan took place in the Masifta of Chaim Berlin, Rav David Cohen. It was one Shabbos morning, Parshas B'Shalach, and I davened there, and he said over the Shabbos morning, I'll tell you, this goes back many, many years. He said over the following vort. So he reminded me of this, also with the same Gemara with the Mon. Because the Gemara there in the Mon has another sphere in the Psukim. There's this three Psukim. One is about where it fell. To the Pesach Paseim, go further, even Chutz L'Machaneh, and then there's a steer in the same Sukkim about what form. Was it ready to eat? Did you have to process it? Or did you even have to tachu? You even had to do tchina to it. And the Gemara gives the same teretz, that tzadikim, ready-made. And the Beinonim had to process it. And the Rishoyim, he even had to do tchina. That's the... that's the Gemara here. Oh, so David Cohen said over the following. Tosis and Beitza has a discussion about Lechem Mishnah. Is the Lechem Mishnah on Yontif? What's the question? The question is, with the miracle of the twice double month that we had on Erev Shabbos, did that happen on Yontif as well? So Tosis on Beis Amid Beis in the Sechta Beitza says that as a kasha, because on one hand it says that only Shabbos has a special kedusha that special bracha that it was double on Erev Shabbos. So, but then he quotes another chazal that no, even Yontif, that's why we have Lechem Mishnah even on Yontif. So what was it? So Tosa says, Midrashim Chalukim. So Rav David Cohen, Shlita, said over, he says he has a yishuv for the steer in the Midrashim. What's the answer? He says, very simple. He says like this. Did it fall double or did it fall bo bayom? So he says like this: on Shabbos it fell. It's beferish, we know, like a Mishnah erev Shabbos. But on Yontif, so it's like this: for the Rishoyim, it couldn't have fell on Yontif itself. Why? Because they had to do tchina, and ochel nefesh only mutter milisha ve'elach. So this is beforehand. So it couldn't be. So he says, so that's the pshat. We have lecha mishnah on Yontif because the nes did occur of lecha mishnah. But the other chazal that's saying that Shabbos is different means Shabbos for all of Klal Yisrael they had it on an erev Shabbos. On Yontif, it was different. And Yontif was only for the Shoyim. So since they had the miracle b'miktsas, that's enough to be mechayiv in lecha mishnah. But in terms of the fact that it fell for everyone, that was only on Shabbos. So Mela the Medrash is Miyushev. So that reminded me of that. Now, okay. So, as I'm sure you've discussed, the famous Chiddush of the Chazon Ish. And I wanted to, this is not something that I would write in a sefer, so I'll tell you over something based on this, what I think of in terms of the Chazon Ish's approach to in Psak Halacha. And as say in contrast to Rav Moshe's approach in Psak Halacha. See, the Chazon Ish has this shita. I don't know the street so well here, so I'm going to go make believe we're in Washington Heights, and they can do it that way for you. Okay, so you know 186th Street, you're familiar. So you go, that's where I live. So you go out of the building there, right? So you face Laurel Hill Terrace, right? So Laurel Hill Terrace, there's a fence there. So you have a mechitza there. You have all the buildings on the left, all the buildings on the right. So there you have already three mechitzas. And now you face the other way. It goes back. You go, it'll head way, all the way to Broadway. And you'll bump into things on Broadway. So whenever you're, Chazon Ish says, whenever you're in a built-up area, like Manhattan, say, it's all built up. So you're always in a Rishus HaYachid Min HaTorah. Right? Manhattan is a Rishus HaYachid Min HaTorah. Right? Now, for him to say such a thing, there had to be several assumptions that he had to make in order to get to this Chiddush. Okay? So what are the assumptions? So, number one, he had to assume that Pirtzei Yesser Meyesser is only a Din D'Rabbanan. Because you could say, you know, what do you mean you have mechitzas? But there's Pirtzes, like when you go 186th Street, so to cross Laurel Hill to get to your next mechitzas, there's the street there. So and when you cross Amsterdam, it's even a bigger Pirtzes. So it's definitely Yesser Meyesser. So where are your mechitzas? You don't have mechitzas. The answer is, Amid Merubal HaParetz. If it's Amid Merubal HaParetz, it's good. Ah, Pirtzei Yesser Meyesser says that it's no good. So the first he had a paskin that Pirtzei Yesser Meyesser is what? Is only the Rabban. So Midaraisa, all you need is Amid Merubal HaParetz. So once you have Amid Merubal HaParetz, it's okay. That's number one. And number two, Chazon Ish had a paskin, lo asu bar mevat lemechitza. Because even though we hold that Pirtzei Yesser Meyesser is the Rabbanan, but the Rabbim are going through. So you hold, so it's a machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan, and it's a shayla how we paskin. So the Chazon Ish said we paskin that he says most shitas he holds paskins that lo asur rabim u'mevat lemechitza. Because if you didn't say like that, then you wouldn't have Rishus Hayachid Min HaTorah, because if the rabbi Mavatli, even if you want to say that Pirtzi Yesem Yeser is only the Rabbanon, but if the rabbi Mavatl, so that means that you can't have a tziruf between the continuation of the mechitzas. So he's right, and that's what comes out. So it's interesting that Rav Moshe Feinstein also pashtus, as Pultman put out, seems to say that we paskin Pirtzi Yesem Yeser is the Rabbanan. So, and yet Rav Moshe didn't accept the Chazanish's he didn't accept the Chazanish's kula. So why not? Why not? So I quote here, that's a quote from the Chazanish, from the Rav Moshe rather, Chiddush, that he wanted to say that maybe the gap in the streets is not even called a pirtz, it's worse than a pirtz, because it's made for going through. So maybe that's even worse than a pirtzim. Pirtzim is basically have a thing, and there happens to be a gap, but the gap is not really made to go through. So he says that this would not be toloi on the shayla of osir rabbi mevatel mechitzta or not. Even if you want to say osir rabbi mevatel mechitzta, this is still going to be a problem. Which is so that's what he says, and therefore you can't say like the Chazanish. That's what he. So I'll tell you. Then I quote Rabbi Tuchman. He asked me a kasha on that, because he says that the Gemara says that by Yerushalayim, il molid al salsan los balayla. And the Gemara says, "Hayu chayovim." That's according to the Man Domer Ashi Ram Vatlam Chitzta. But according to Rav Moshe, it shouldn't have nothing to do with that, because those streets were also made. So I think there's a fundamental machloikas here in halacha. So this is not a type of thing. It's a shtickle. I don't know. I would write in a sefer, but amongst friends here, it's like this. Rav Moshe, I think in halacha, was much more noita to svara than the Chazanish was. Chazanish, again, I'm not here to say who's right. You see, Rav Moshe couldn't be so. In other words, Chazanish was a mathematician. If it works out, the calculations work out. That's it. And it's a Rosh Hashayachid. So then all you have to, you can put up a source of Pesach, because you just have to be misakin midrabbanan. It's still also, so source of Pesach works for the rabbanans. Can't work in a Rosh Hashayachid Min HaTorah. So that's the way it works. But Rav Moshe couldn't found Hagobah Atzmacha. You have one of these hick towns in upstate New York. We used to go in Hancock, and used to do laundry there, What is it? You have the main street that's going, and it's not built up, So you mean to tell me that Hancock, New York, that's a population 120 people, that's a Rosh Hashanah Midaraisa. And Manhattan, that's only a Darabonim. That's he couldn't be solved. In fact, someone told me once they were in Rav Moshe's apartment, and this was before there was an air, and he was looking on the drive, onto the FDR drive, and he made a comment to this person. He said they want to make an Erev here. He said, "What do they think? You only count Satmar Hasidim for the, he couldn't fathom that there's, so therefore something has to somebody has to give. Because, in other words, Chazon Ish said, do the math, it works, that's it. And the Rav Moshe said, well, step back for a second and look at the whole picture. And Misvara, something is counterintuitive here, that he couldn't be Soivel, that could be true. So then you have to say something. So that's this Svara, where you have to say that maybe even if you hold certain shitas, but maybe you can't hold them together, maybe it'll come to that conclusion. Or some to say such a Svara, and therefore he couldn't be Soivel that there's such a, you can make such a conclusion. You know, recently I was giving shiurim on the international dateline. So I was giving all the Chazon Ish shita on the dateline. So Rabbi Moshe Tuchman, who was in the shir, who knew what I told him about the Chazon Ish shita by Erevin, he said to me, by the dateline, it seems the same idea. Rabbi Tuchman said that the Chazon Ish was working pure. I'll show you, I brought the picture in just to show you. That the Chazon Ish was working purely with the math. And if the math works, that's it. Even though you could have a kasha in the, and let me just show you for a second. You know, Chazon Ish's big shita by Japan. Chazon Ish held that Japan has to keep Shabbos on Sunday, because the Chazon Ish shita was based on the Balamor that it's 90 degrees east of Yerushalayim is where the dateline is. So anything to the east of the dateline is behind. So if you're behind the day, that means you can only keep Shabbos on Sunday. If you're right, so. And Chazon Ish quoted the Yisoid Olam that he had two shitas. The Balamor shita is that the line is a straight line, 90 degrees east of Yerushalayim. So the Yisoid Olam, that's a Talmud of the Rosh, he says it can't be. If you're going to have the line right through, so it's going to go right through China, through Australia, so then you can have a Hechitimtza where your friend across the street, it's Sunday, and for you it's Shabbos. So you could walk. You could check out of Shabbos in the middle. You know, check out of a hotel. You could check out of Shabbos in the middle of. So he says he can't fathom. He can't fathom such a thing. So his shita was that you have to go around. You know, you go around Australia, you go around China, and you don't go straight, but you work with the border of the continent. So, and Zechidish, that Australia, even though most of it is on the east side, he puts this whole part, Melbourne and Sydney, together with, because, the others explain, Chazon Ish, others all explain, because the west side of the dateline is more Choshev, because that's where Eretz Yisrael is. So the Miyot is, the Rov is Nigra Bosh of the Miyot, because that's where, it's a good Musav word also, so that's where Eretz Yisrael is, that's the Iker. Your yeshivas. Oh. But Japan just misses. Because if you go with the dateline around Australia, around China, and go with the border of China, Japan, even though it's so close, even though it looks so close on the map, my father was in the Korean War. He told me that it was like a whole night of a 10... whole night to go through the water to go from Japan to the mainland here. He went first from United States, from Seattle. It was a two-week boat ride from Seattle to Japan, and then from Japan to the mainland was a night. And he told me it's interesting. It's a good musav word. He told me that there's some nights that the wind was so strong, they would go, and then the wind the other direction would push, and at the end of the night, they didn't go anywhere. Because the winds went in both directions, and the end of the night, they were the same place where they started. So it comes out that according to the Chazon Ish, it's like this. You see over here, Siberia? Look how far Siberia goes. And that, according to the Chazon Ish, is counts with the West. Japan is most further in, but it's since there's the water, so then it's on the other side. So as Rabbi Tuchman pointed out, that could be counterintuitive to say such a thing, that this part, it's going so much further, and that we're going to count with the West. And Japan is much closer to the West. And that's why you should know not everyone agreed with the Chazon Ish. In fact, the Chazon Ish, I'll tell you, we're talking about Erevin and this. I'll tell you a good word.
My brother was in Tokyo, remember? You told me a quarter of Dollar Feinstein.
Yeah.
And he said against the Chazon Ish.
Yeah.
Moshe said against.
Yeah, Moshe said against the Chazon Ish. But, you know, there was Rav Schulzinger has a sefer. I don't know if you heard of Rav Schulzinger. Rav Schulzinger was a great gaon in Bnei Brak, who I had his chus of talking and learning once with. So he quotes in his sefer in Temura that Rav Shach and Rav Kahaneman were talking. And Rav Kahaneman made a comment to Rav Shach that the sheet of Chazon Ish, Beitlon seems to be a Das Yochid. So Rav Shach said, no, when it comes to the Chazon Ish, there's no Yochid V'Rabim when it comes to the Chazon Ish. You don't argue with the Chazon Ish. No Yochid V'Rabim. Oh, so I told a friend of mine, he's a big pro-Erev person, so he says, but so then it should work both ways, like I'm Erevin. But somehow that Chazon Ish, okay, I'm not here to say who we paskin like Lagab Erevin, but I'm just saying it's interesting that, that the Rabbi Talking was saying to me that this is a similar notion. In other words, Chazon Ish, this is the way the math works out. So even though in the end you have something that looks very tamua, that Japan is so much closer to the West, and that's called the East, and the tip of Siberia, which is so far out to the East, that's called West. So that's why others disagreed. Rav Yonah Marzebach, he was of the opinion that you should draw the line by the tip of Siberia, and that's the end, and then everything there would be west, and anything to the other side would be to the east. Okay. Good. Okay. So that's through number six. Now I'd like to tell you something that's I've been thinking about for a long time. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure. Rabbi Wiedeblank once tried to give me some teretz, but I don't know. I still am not miyushav with. I don't know. This is what to say. Okay, now this is some question I want to deal with that comes up all the time, especially in Washington Heights. And there's a certain mahalach that some people have, and I want to suggest an opposite mahalach. Okay, it all has to do with the kitchens in Washington Heights. You know the kitchens, they have those the arches into the kitchen, and they have the protrusions on the right and the left. So you walk in between. Does everyone know what I'm talking about? You have the archways, and then you have like a 10 tefachim little thing protruding out on the to your right, and 10 tefachim, and you walk in the middle. So the question is, where do you put up a mezuzah? Do you put up a mezuzah on the small things, or do you put it on the top? So what are the two tzadim mikano akan? Some say you put it on the small thing, because that's where the Pesach is. It's not a Pesach over there because you can't walk where those protrusions are. So you put it on the bottom, even though it looks very awkward. It looks very awkward. And the other tzad is to say not. I'm here to defend the tzad to put it on the top, not on the bottom. That's why I want to give you a new mahala. I should write this up to explain why I think the mezuzah should be on the top and not on the bottom. First of all, it could be most of the cases anyway. When you go into the kitchen, it's not dalet al dalet anyway. So it could be make your dinyan not chayv. But there are some rooms in Washington Heights that have those things into a bigger room that clearly is dalet al dalet. So,
So the Gemara in Erevin, in Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, number 7, has a discussion whether tzrichim liga or ain't tzrichim liga. Right? In other words, we know that a tzuras ha-pesach is kon mikan, kon mikan, the kon al gabay. And there's a discussion whether tzrichim liga. In other words, do the two vertical poles have to touch the horizontal pole, or it's enough that they're 10 tefachim and you can have, you know, that was, you should know, the old, many Erevin were built the old way. In other words, they didn't make a kan and mikan all the way up to the top. Because a lot of times they use the telephone poles. So they have the wire on top, but a lot of times it's midatzad. So they put a thing on the bottom and they go good asik from there. Because we paskin legabe Erevin, what? Ain't tzrichim liga. That's how we paskin. Ain't tzrichim liga. So, azoy. We paskin ain't tzrichim liga. So that's how many of them were made. And many of them were made, you know, I don't want to mention any names, but there was a certain community that had these things, and they also used Rosh Einayim. You know, there's a whole discussion whether it's enough just to look, or you need a plumb line, etc. And there was a famous person who was involved in building Erevin, who built an Erevin in a certain community based on using 10 tefachim pieces of wood or whatever they were, based on Rosh Einayim. And then after Rav Moshe passed away, so once, you know, when Rav Moshe was alive, so his shitas were more betoikif. Once he passed away, so it wasn't as, so he asked if he could redo the Erev, making it either plumb line or mamish putting the corners all the way up. So now they have these black tubes that they, like a hose, that they go all the way to the top. So the question is the following: what about, so this, oh, so let me tell you what the story by mezuzah is. So when I first was looking into the shaila in mezuzah, so I was asking Rav Chaim Kalman Gutman of Satmar what his opinion was. So he says it's a beferish and a sivus. Then the sivus says, if the thing, the protrusion, is 10 tefachim, so you put it on the bottom, right? And that's the sivus is in the Derech Chaim Siddur. You know, the sivus has a Siddur Derech Chaim. And he has Piskei Halacha in the Siddur. That's quoted a lot, the Siddur of the Nesivus. And one day someone had a good idea. He said, what do we need the Siddur for? We know what the Siddur is. We'll just print the Psukim in a separate volume. And that's what they did, just the Psukim. In the Siddur, you want a Davin, you can take a Siddur and your Davin. When the Nesivus is Psukim, we don't have to reprint the Siddur for it. You know, you didn't do much to the Siddur. The thing was his psakim. So now you can get just the psakim. And there's a lot of Yisoidus in the Nesivus, from the Nesivus in his. So he says that idea, that if it's 10 tefachim, so you put it on the bottom. And that's, and Rav Abadi told me that also. Rav David Feinstein also, I was walking with him once on the Shabbos morning, also thought like that. So I'll tell you what my objections are to this approach of the So I quoted here in the Sefer in the Cliff Aleph.
the following, that in the Das Kedoshim, the Das Kedoshim was the Puchacha. So there's a chosh of a sefer on the Yoni Mezuzah called the Das Kedoshim, and in that sefer there's a Mikdash Ma'at. So he says here, it's all quoted here on page Kuf Chav Dalet on the bottom. He says in the last line, "Ayin old sefer Mikdash Ma'at al sefer Das Kedoshim." Shekosov shafil im nomar kidiv Rabbi Yaakov Milisa shekovim b'mokum hanomuch. Hayin rakim achelak hanomuch ubetoch shlisha elyon shel gova haPesach. He says that's not pshat in the Nesivus. You see, a lot of people learn pshat in the Nesivus is like this: that you have a regular doorway, like say the kitchens, the Washington Heights kitchens, a regular doorway. Very high, normal. And then you have this thing that comes out. So put it on the bottom. He says, no, that's not what he means. What he means is that if you have a small doorway, but at the small doorway, there's also this belita, then you put it on the bottom. Because it has to be shlish elyon. It has to be shlish elyon. So if you're going to put it, if you have a regular doorway and you're going to put it on that thing, that's not the Shlish Elyon. So why do you want to tell me Shlish Elyon is a din in the mezuzah? But maybe not. Maybe the Shlish Elyon means the Shlish Elyon, like one of the Sfarim says of the Pesach. And I'll prove it to you in a second. So the Nesivus Zvort is talking about when there's a small doorway, let's say 15 tfachim, and then there's this other thing, 10 tfachim, so put it on the smaller thing. But not when there's a regular doorway where it's going to be here on the bottom, that's not in the Shlish Elyon. It's on the Shlish Elyon. Oh. So what's the pshat? So let me explain. I have a couple of hakdamas. First of all, I saw a new sefer came out, Mesoras Moshe. It's Psakim from Rav Moshe, based on Rabbi Mordechai Tendler's notebook, the Psakim of Rav Moshe. So there was one thing that struck me. I mean, a couple of things, but one thing that struck me in the sefer. He quotes a svara. I don't know if he's mamish meant it to Dina, but a svara in that sefer. And he wants to say that the din in Gemara and Erevin of Ein Tzrichim Liga, maybe you only say it by Erevin and not by mezuzah. Maybe there's no din of good asik by mezuzah. And I think that this works in good with, there's a thing, as Rabbi Hirsch pointed out, that I say a lot in the sefer from the Nesivus. The Nesivus says that there's a difference between a Pesach and a Tzuras HaPesach. Right? Erevin, all you need is a Tzuras HaPesach. You don't need a Pesach Mamish. You make a thing that looks like a Pesach. This is a Pesach Mamish. A Tzuras HaPesach. So he says it could be that the din of, so perhaps you could say, maybe the Nesivus himself says it there, I have to check, but in the Mesoras Moshe says that the din of Ein Tzrichim Liga maybe doesn't apply to mezuzah, because, and Shad is, I have to check if he says it himself, but based on what the Mesoras Moshe is, you could say that chiluk, because when it comes to mezuzah, you need a Pesach. He says that a mezuzah is a Pesach mamish, and an Erevin, you can even have a Tzuras HaPesach. So Bebele, for Tzuras HaPesach, it's enough Ein Tzarich Liga. Because as long as
basically has the tzura of a Pesach. You know what I mean? Even though it's not mamish a Pesach. You never saw a Pesach in your life that was named Tzarech Liga. Right? You've been around the block a couple of times. You know, you never saw such a thing that it goes up here and then it has a gap. Right? So Pesach mamish, it's no geya. A tzura is a Pesach. It's a basic, you know, tzura, so to speak, of a Pesach. Tzura is a Pesach. Oh, so that's perhaps what he writes in the Sefer, that maybe there's no din of Gerasik when it comes to mezuzah. That's what it says in the Sefer Nesaras Moshe. So if that be the case, so then that whole, it could be the case of the Washington Heights kitchens, that's not even a Pesach. It's not even a Pesach because it's not touching. Oh, but another nekuda that I was thinking about recently was the following. There is a din in the Shulchan Aruch of the Shlish Elyon we discussed, right? Now the halacha is that the din of Shlish Elyon is likuva. If you put it lower than the Shlish Elyon, you're not yotze. You're not yotze. So the Shach quotes, and it's based on the Yerushalmi, in Reish Pei Tes. Shach quotes, the Shulchan Aruch says it has to be in the Shlish Elyon. So the Shach quotes, what if it's very tall? Chasif Katan Dalad, Reish Pei Tes Chasif Katan Dalad. Shemavtech Gavoa Harbe. So it says, Yanichenu Kenegik Seifov. Right, you've seen that. Very tall. So then you don't put it in Shlish Elyon. You put it shoulder height. That's what Yerushalmi says, and that's how the Shach paskens. So I always used to think, so you have two dinim, two tracks. You have the regular track and the irregular track. The regular track is the Shlish Elyon, and that's a normal doorway. And an irregular track, if it's, you put it in the Shlish Elyon. That's what I always thought. Oh, so Rav Yitzchak Abadi once told me that he thought not that way. And then I saw the Chazon Ish said the same thing. It's one and the same halacha. It's not two tracks. It's one and the same. I mean, the Shlish Elyon is just the shear of the normal shoulder height. It's not two, all of a sudden we have two halachas of Shlish Elyon and the shoulder height. No, Shlish Elyon, that's the normal, that's people of Shlish Elyon, the bottom of Shlish Elyon, that will be more or less the shoulder height. So therefore, when it comes to a Pesach Gavoa, so there the Shlish Elyon and the shoulder height are going to be different. But since what everybody's saying, that the Shlish Elyon is not really a din of the Shlish Elyon per se, it's just a din in what the normal of shoulder height is. So male, you go with the shoulder, because the Shlish Elyon is only touching up, that's the shoulder height. And what's the pshat? The poshut pshat, what the poshut pshat is that it should be niker. In other words, when you walk in the door, you should see the mezuzah. So if you have a thing that's going to be so far up, you're not going to see it. Right? So that's what, and I'm going to bring your raya to the din of nikkur in a second. So that's why I was thinking recently that this thing, a raya to the mikdash ma'at, is that the same thing over here. It works both ways. Just like very high up, it's not nikkur. So if you have it low down and you're walking through, it's also not nikkur. So mevela, That's why I thought that that to put it on the low part is not so simple. Either it could be the whole door is putter, because like let's quote in the Masoras Moshe, because maybe you don't say anything of good asik, so then it's not it's putter. And a lot of times anyway, it's not going to be dalad al dalad anyway. But in the cases where it will be dalad al, but then just I thought just like kehechi that it's on top, so too on the it's not nikah, so too on the bottom. And the Chazon Ish is quoted in the Sefer Orchos Rabbeinu. You know the Sefer Orchos Rabbeinu? You've seen that Sefer? Orchos Rabbeinu is like a 5-6 volume Sefer. Fascinating Sefer. This fellow, Rabbi Horowitz, this is Rav Shlomo Zalman's brother-in-law, right? So apparently he was like very close with the Stipler. And he followed the Stipler, you know. So he basically wrote a Sefer, 5-6 volumes, of all the hanhagas of the Stipler. When it came to Pesach, when it came to Sukkos, when it came to every area in Halacha. And so he says that the Stipler was not so... He's close to the Chazon Ish. He wasn't so medaktik with the Shlisha. He was more just Beinak Seifayim. So Lamaisa, when a regular door, I tell people to measure it out. Why not? But when it comes to something big... So you may not say fayim, or if it's hard to figure out where the shlid, you know, it's a, you know, there's one of these doors that have a kippah, the curvature. So I just say, you know, as long as it's with a tefach away from where it starts to curve, because when it starts to curve, that already, according to some sheet, this is the mashkov, and therefore when you put something within a tefach of the mashkov, then you're not yotzei afilu b'diev by a mezuzah. So just make sure it's a tefach away, and then just put it, you know, shoulder height. Okay, so that's the. But there's still a couple of things that still have to be clarified. There is a din in Shulchan Aruch Rish Peites Dalet Ketzer Kova. Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
So why that's why you don't like the bottom. Why do you like
what do I like? The top.
Yeah.
Well, the top is the normal...
But if you hold like a Moshe got a soft, then you shouldn't even need anything.
Oh, so,
would you say a brach on that?
Well, anyway, when there's no door, there's no brach anyway. And these things never have a door.
Right.
So you won't have a brach anyway. But, yeah, so I'm gonna clarify now what about the top. And then the pillar. Remind me, I have to speak about the pillar also. Oh, so there is a din. I never saw it in America. You've all seen it in Eretz Yisrael. Namely, that a mezuzah doesn't have to be, it can be in the wall, so to speak, in the mezuzah. The mezuzah in the mezuzah, in the wall. You know, you see the Jerusalem stone, and you have a mezuzah in there. And that's in Shulchan Aruch. Yachpo b'chafira. You can dig in the thing and put the mezuzah in there. But the Pesachei Tshuva quotes, and this is where the source of Nikar is. First of all, it has to be within a tefach. You can't put it so far in. And also, you can't plaster it over. Let's say someone wants to just put it in and plaster it over. So then you're not yotze even with the Yevit, even if it's in the tefach. In other words, you can put it in the wall and plaster it over, you don't see it. So apparently, there's a din that mezuzah has to be Nikar, right? Oh, so originally, this fellow Rav Gutman, Tam Chacham from Williamsburg, said to me that if you have a protrusion, so he thought that was a violation of, that's like, if the protrusion protrudes out more than a tefach, then that's like mamik tefach. You understand? But I thought not. I thought mamik tefach is because when it's mamish in the door. Here, it's on the thing, you can see it, it's not in,
So that susha I was mefakpik with whether that's called mamik tefach. Well, but let me tell you what this I have in the sefer here from the Satmar Rebbe. Page Kuf Chav Gimel. Yeah, if you look on Kuf Chav Gimel, Oz Dalet. It says, O Donu HaPoiskim, B'tzuras HaPesach, Sh'yif Sh'alav Or Derech HaPesach. Again, Sh'yish B'toch HaPesach, B'chitza, L'mala Mi Gimel Tfachim. She'ein Lach HaShivis M'chitza, K'evin Sh'yim B'chitza Tluya. Because what's a story like this? And say you have a mechitza. This comes, I remember Rabbi Shai Greenwald mentioned to me once about some bunks in camps. Yeah, you go to camp, you have a bunk, but a lot of times it's on like stilts. So the bunk itself might not count as a mechitza because it's suspended 3 tefachim above the ground. So what if you'll take Atzus HaPesach, here's your bunk, but it's suspended. So put one Chon Mikan, and Chon Al Gabeya, flush against the thing. So maybe it should be good. Why? Because this wall of the bunk is suspended, it's not a wall, so it's like it's not there. It's a Tluya. Dying bunking bunk, it's not there. So maybe it should be good. But on the other hand, one could say, well, that's not a Tzus HaPesach. You can't walk through. What are you going to crawl through? You can't. So what's the story? So is that good? So in other words, if you did a Tzus HaPesach, you just had Khan Mikan, here's the bunk, but it's suspended. So halakhically, it's like it's not there. But L'maisa, you can't walk. Unless you're going to crawl under, but that's not normal. So you have a Khan Mikan, and put a Khan Al Gabayim, but it's flush against the thing. So halakhically, this is not there. So on one hand, you could say maybe it's good. On the other hand, you could say, a Tzuras HaPesach, you need to be able to walk through. Whereas it's not even a Tzuras HaPesach. If I put here's the wall. I put a Khan Mikan, and a Khan Mikan, Khan Al Gabayim. So that's because I have a wall here. What do I need? And I gave you a hechitimtza where the wall is not halachically a good wall because it's lebal b'gimel tefachim. So, but the nice, you still can't walk. I mean, you could, if you want, you could crawl through, but it's not.
Is your kana going all the way to the ground here?
Yeah, your kana will be all the way to the ground. Mikana, mikana, kana, mikana, kana, al gabayim will be all the way to the ground. But the mice you can't walk through. So that's what he writes here. O donu hapoiskim, on page Kuf Chav Gimel Dal. Betzos hapesach shi efshar lavor derech hapesach. Kiyon shiyesh betoch hapesach mechitza lamal migil tfachim. She'en lach hashivis mechitza. Kem tshim mechitza tluya. Dima keves es achiluch. Vesach zeh. Him ki haigavna lo mikri pesach kenen she'en yicholim lavor bo. That was the question that the Satmar Rebbe dealt with. So he says, "Ayein b'shut divrei yoyel, shadon b'mikra acher v'kosav al be'emes yesh lomar od yesh lachalik b'zed de'ein zed mikra ma'akev hachil kem shevshel lacham u'komus." Oh, so he says like this: in a chanami, if you can't walk through at all, so that's not a good source of pesach because you can't go through it. But what if you can go through part of it? Meaning, say you have 2 bunks. So you want to go, say you have a bunk here, and they're both on stilts. So you want to put a Tzuras HaPesach from the edge of bunk A to the edge of bunk B. So you can't walk by where the bunks are, but in between the bunks you could. So then he says it's good. because there's a Pesach there.
walk through between the two bunks. But in a chanami, if it was only by one bunk, and you can't walk through only by, then it wouldn't be good. But if it's leading from bunk A to bunk B, even though where bunk A is, where it's, isn't, you can't walk, where bunk B is, called walk, we can walk in the middle. That would be okay. That's what Sama Rebbe. So when I saw that truth from Sama Rebbe, let's go to, so I said, quoted in one of his form, so I said, maybe this could explain the whole mezuzah shiloh. Because why do the people want to put it down there? Why are they so into that? Like Rav David Feinstein has in the Adodi and others. Because they taina, if you put it in on top, that's not the Pesach. Right? You can't walk there. But you see, the Sama Rebbe didn't hold that way. Because he held that as long as there's somewhere in the middle you can walk. So these things are called the mezuzahs of the Pesach, even though they're not, because they still relate to the Pesach in the middle. So even though the Kodamikan and Kodamikan are not near where the walking is, but you can, and I think that's called still called Niker, because, you know, even though you can't walk right next to it, but it's the height, and it's not, you know, you just look to the side and you see it. I think it's much more Niker than when it's on the bottom. So this tshuva, you know, is where I began to see, and then these other makoros that I told you that I didn't put in here, but that, you know, in terms of being niker, in terms of you know, that idea of what the shlish elyon means, and that with the chazanish, everybody, what these things say. Oh, so there's another shaila that comes up that also has a nafkamina. This doesn't come up in the height so much. But you have to go to a whole higher residential place for this shaila. And I'm sure you've all seen it. It's like this. You have these doorways a lot of times in the house. We have a doorway. And right next to the doorway, there's these circular beams. Like this. But not like, you know, a nice bigger one, more ornate. Than this. But here you have a whole door. But a lot of times the doorway is right here. And then you have that beam. And then on the other side, you have, there's, a little air, a little, you can't really fit through, maybe if you're, in other words, the doorway ends here. There's a doorway there, and then you have this beam. So if you put it on the doorway, and it goes all the way to, you know, to the top. So you put it on here, or do you put it on the, on the, you know, those ornate circular, you know what I'm talking about, those beams. What do you do? So Rav Badi told me he thought to put it on the circular. Because Ilashitaso, if you hold from this case, that if it's, you can't walk through, that's not the Pesach, so then, well, he thought also if it maybe that it's lover to the thing, so it's one Hemshech. But I thought perhaps not. Based on what we say from the Sabbath Rebbe. La'olam, these beams, first of all, maybe they're just Lachzuke Tikra, or they're not really, I wouldn't call them the Pesach, you know, that they're creating the Pesach. They're probably more for, you know, holding the, either for ornaments or for holding up the, but the real Pesach is the one to the right and the left of that. That's where the Mashkof is, that's the continuity. So even though you can't walk there, but Lemaisa, who says you have to be able to walk right next to the, where do we necessarily find? We only find if it's mamish enu nikur. And enu nikur, so we have the only in the Shulchan Aruch is like the Piskei Tshuva says, you plaster over it. So you put it in the wall, you plaster over it. So then it's mamish enu nikur. But over here, I mean, you could still see it while you're walking through. You could still see it.
You can still see the mezuzah. So I thought it's not so, you know, I could hear, you know, what everybody's saying, but I could also hear the other way, to say that to put it not on the beam, but on the actual kana mikan. And but it's all totally in that same lumdus of, in other words, you say that it has to be mamish. You know, you could say the other way. I'm not see, this case is better than the at least it's better than the case over there, because there you'll put it on the beam, it'll be in the regular height, it'll be in a normal height, so you'll at least have that. But the other case is when you put it lower down, and then you won't have it nicker. Okay. Any questions and anything? I want to review, and then we can say maybe one or two more things. But what we did today. Yeah.
That last case, maybe we pass by even if there was lava there. Isn't it sad to say that nothing halachic, you just need it in the
lava? Yeah, but maybe lava. You only say lava when you need lava. Here, you don't need lava. There's a whole shot where you say loved lahachmir or loved. Is loved something you say when you, in other words, say two things are next to each other, but you don't need them to be. Halacha doesn't, like, when I need to create a mechitza, and I have loved, so loved works because I need it to work. But that, in other words, but here you don't need loved to work, so maybe loved is not said in such a thing. Maybe loved is. You know, just like the concept of the love of the hachmir lo amrina, but love it to make problems, maybe lo amrina. In other words, so you said here, there was lemaisa. This is an airspace. So what you said, I hear what you said. You're saying a good horror, but the question is, maybe love it is only a halachic mechanism that's said when you need to create a mechitza or something like that. Okay, so let me chazer over what we said, and then we can maybe discuss one or two more things. And okay, so we began with the Mishnah in Erevin and Chav Beis Avad Aleph, the question of the Pasei Biros have the highway going in, and the Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan, whether the Salkenelet Stadim or not. And that's a Machlokas, whether Asi Rabbim Vatle Mechitzta, lo Asi Rabbim the parenthetic I have in the Sefer, you know, the Mishkan of Yaakov, you know, the famous Machloikis, the Beis Ephraim and the Mishkan of Yaakov, about Erevin and big cities. And the Mishkan of Yaakov, Paskin, no Erevin in big cities. Even if it's not even Tezayinam, if there's a public thoroughfare. That's why Moresh HaKolo, we used to do this. We have that, you know, the Rav once said that the Rav Salvechik once came to Morasha. He was there once, and they asked him about the Erev, and he said, no problem, this is not Tezayinam. But according to the Mishkan Yaakov, you see, what do they call that highway when you come into the Kolo? That the highway, what is that called? Whatever it's called. There's a highway there. It might not be Tezayinam, and there used to be. This year they told me the Erev doesn't cross on the other side of the road. It used to be that we cross on the, you know, there would be that bunk there on the other side of the road. They don't do it because there's no Yidden that live there, so they don't cross. But we used to be that we cross the road to keep for those Yidden who live there. And then we'd have a cutoff point that didn't cross the road. And we call that the Mishkan of Yaakov cutoff point, because the Mishkan of Yaakov held that even if you have, that for the din of Asu Rabbah Vatla Mechitzta, which he paskined all the Chumra ways. Asu Rabbah Vatla Mechitzta, he paskined. And he paskined Pirtzi Yesem Yesem Zodaraisa. Hey, Mamish. And you see, I quote my Sefer, this Bekias I got from Rabbi Blazer Katzman, who I mentioned before. He all the good Bekias, and he has. You know, in the biography of the Aderis, you know, if you see, I quote in the Sefer. The biography of Aderis is Rav Kook's father-in-law. So when Rav Kook had his first Rabbanus in Russia, so, you know, your father-in-law always wants to give you some good advice. So he says, I'm going to give you some good advice, he says to Rav Kook.
He says, put up an Erev in your community. He said it back then. Put up an Erev in your community. So Rav Kook said, no, I hold like the Mishkanos Yaakov. It was interesting, you know, people like to put Rav Kook, you know, as the liberal. You know, Rav Kook was not the liberal, and Rav Kook was not the, you know, he had different, sometimes different shitas, but he was not, he wasn't what people today would want to fit in into, he was against Sfaradit. You know, Rabbi Eli Shulman said he used to pay the Malamdim extra if they would teach the kids in Ashkenazis, Rav Kook. Because, whatever, Rav Kook had, his Adam Gadol, you know. Rav Al Yashiv was Masada Kedushin. Shlomo Zalman, Rav Al Yashiv, he's all big. Okay. But the different shitas on these things, there's what to rely on to say, So Rav Kook said he paskins like the Mishkanos Yaakov. So that's why in Morashah we had a cutoff. So there shouldn't be a public thoroughfare going through the Erev. So then even according to Mishkanos Yaakov would be good, even though it's not that Zayinah. Based on Hagos Ashri in the first parak, you look up. Hagos Ashri says, even if it's not the Zainama, you could say Asir Abim Uvat Lemechitzta. If there's a public thoroughfare going through the Erev. So that's the ultimate Chumrah, that you don't even need a real Din Rishus HaRabim to say Asir Abim Uvat Lemechitzta. The Shech to discuss that. Okay, so then we said, Sukkos, we said the word over from the Toldos Noach, the first father-in-law of Baruch Be'er. And why is Sukkos after Yom Kippur? Because Tosfos says that when it comes to Mechitzas B'dei Shemayim, Lo Asir Abim Uvat Mechitzas L'Kul Yalma. So that's why after Yom Kippur, the Rishayim, normally was there was a Bekia in the Anania Kovet, which the Rishayim had to get their mon. So there was a Bekia, so then there was no chashivas to the Anania Kovet as Mechitzas. So we want to celebrate Sukkot, the Zeichon Anania Kovet, in their pristine form, after Yom Kippur, when they had a Kaparas of Onus. So in those days, they were getting the mon al Pesach Bateim. And then I told you that reminded me of Rav David Cohen's word, that he said that it's a steer in the Tosfos says a steer in Midrashim, whether there's Lacha Mishnah on Yontif. And so Rav David Cohen says, no, maybe you can answer the steer based on that same Gemara, because the Rishoyim, not only they had to go far, but they had to even be toichen to get the food. It was in raw form. The Tzadikim got it right on their doorstep and was ready to eat. So Rav David Cohen said, Al Kochi can't say that they got it on Yontif, because Yontif is only Mutter Milisha Ve'elach, so they wouldn't be able to use it. So what's the point of getting it if you can't use it? So Al Kochi the Yitzhayim had to get it from before. The Tzadikim, we could get it on Bom B'Yom. So therefore, that's Pshat in the Chazal. Chazal says Shabbos was unique, because for all of Klal Yisrael, it was an Erev Yontif. But Yontif, you still could have Lechem Mishnah on Yontif, because for Rishayim, Al Kochi had to be on an Erev Yontif. Right, and then we said that the whole idea of the Chazanish Shita of that in the built-up areas is a din of Rosh Hashayachid. All the built-up areas of Rosh Hashayachid is based on assuming Pirtzei Yesem Yeser is the Rabbanon and Lo Asir Rambam Umvatle Mechitzta. And Rav Moshe, maybe he also could hold from these things, but he held that misvara, or as it's made to go through, he came. And then I told you that I thought that was maybe a yisoid in the Derech HaPsach. The Chazanish wasn't concerned so much with the svaras, more just mathematical. Does it work? It works. I told you, come out of my apartment, 186th Street, you're in Mamash Rishusha Yochid Daraisa. Because you have mechitzas all around. You have pirtzes, but the yesem is only drabonim. So then put up Erevin, so no problem. But then you walk out in Hancock, New York, and it has a main street, and there's no buildings next to each other, and so you don't have omen verbal apartments. So therefore, that could be Rosh Hashayach, Hayach, Harabim, Midarais. So Moshe couldn't fathom such a
such a construct. Then I told you, Rabbi Tachman pointed out by that Kazanisha is the same, similar type of thing by the dateline, that Japan, he considers that to go to go with the West, with the East rather, even though Siberia is much further out towards the East, and that he considers with the West, because that's where the continent goes, that's where he draws his line. So even though in the end, something like Rabbi Tachman pointed out is very, you know, counterintuitive, that Siberia is so far out, you know, towards the East, and that's counted towards the West, and Japan is much closer to the West, that's counted to the East, is a little bit difficult. But that's the Chazon Ish. That's what he, you know, different approach to. But you know, everything all these gedolim with Chazon Ish, you know, everything was after tremendous amelus, and it's amazing to me the confidence of the Chazon Ish. You know, like, I don't know, he did this on his own, the Shita. You know, he didn't even, you know, there was a meeting in Eretz Yisrael, Rav Herzog called a meeting. And Rav C. Pesach Frank was there, Rav Zalman Meltzer was there, Rav Zevin was there to discuss what we should tell the people in Japan. What should we tell them to do? And the Chazon Ish wasn't glorious, the meeting. In fact, he sent his response back. He didn't even wait to hear what they were going to conclude. Because he was confident that that's what Arki Dekach, they say also, you know, there was a Gashayel also for Yom Kippur. Lamaisa, most of the people when it came to Yom Kippur were already in Shanghai, so already wasn't a problem. But they didn't know that, so they had already. So everyone in the world there was going to keep Yom Kippur on Wednesday. And Chazon Ish said, no, you eat on Wednesday, you fast on Thursday. Said maybe on Wednesday Chol Pochas we should eat Pochas and Kishir, because the rest of the Welt is holding that's Yom Kippur. Chazon Ish is Chas V'Sholom Mitzvah Chila of Yom Kippur. No Pochas, no Chas V'Sholom. But only if you're the Chazon Ish you can do it. You know what I mean? You know, like if you're not the Chazon Ish, you can't have this. You know, such. You know, the amount of amelus he put in. You know, in every. Rav Nata Greenblatt recently told me, he says, since the Rambam, we don't have anyone else that we have a chibur, that we know of, he said, on Kol HaTorah Kula, who wrote on Kol HaTorah Kula except for the Chazon Ish, since the Rambam. So, well, that's what to say. Okay, then we talked about Ein Tzorich Liga, Repasket Ein Tzorich Liga by Ervin. And Mesoros Moshe Sefer says that maybe by mezuzah you don't say such a thing. Maybe by mezuzah is no din of gurasik. And then we discussed the kitchens. What should you do with the kitchen? You know, those kitchens that have the blita. So some people say based on the sivus, put it on the bottom. Sivus says when it's 10 tefachim, you put it on the bottom. And the Mikdash Ma'at says, no, that was only talking about when the 10th Fachim was still going to be in the Shlish Elyon, but if not. And then I wanted to say that maybe, like some say, that putting it there is not the Shlish Elyon. And the din of Shlish Elyon, as Rav Abadi and Chazon Ish seem to say, that is the din of being Nikur. That's why Rav Abadi pointed out, Chazon Ish said, that the din of Shar Gavoa is not a separate halacha from the Shlish Elyon. It's because the Shlish Elyon is normally a Bein Aksafayim. But Maisa, if you have a big Shar, that it's going to be a disparity, then you go with the Bein Aksafayim, because the Bein Aksafayim is really the Iker Din. Because why? We want it to be Nikr, just like we see a Din, that if you put it in the wall and you plaster over, it's not good. So I thought to put it over there, it's also not going to be Nikr. And then the only thing we discussed is that maybe that's not, like Rav David Feinstein, others say that's not called the Pesach, and maybe the mezuzah has to be samach lePesach. So you see that the Satmar Rebbe held, at least by Ervin, he said that it doesn't have to be samach lePesach. It was by the bunks, he held, as long as you can walk in the middle. So you see that it doesn't have to be samach.
So it doesn't have to be summer. So maybe a din who a din legabe mezuzah, and mezuzah is like the Siv says more kal than more chomer, but whatever. But lemaisa it could be that it doesn't have to be. Doesn't have to be samach, and then once it doesn't have to be samach, then you could be done that you can put it on the top, and then the other right. So that and then the question we had by the poles, if you have those circular beams coming down, and you can't walk through it, do you put it on the circular one, or do you put it on the thing? Because there you can't walk through. And that's that question of why you put it there. I thought maybe put it there. There's another interesting thing that always fascinated me and also has to do with the Chazon Ish's confidence. Shiloh Blossos, right? Blossos, an Ulus Balayla. So you can be matter Rishus Rabim Daraisa with losses nulus balayla. But Lamaisa, who has losses nulus balayla? Nulus balayla means that nulus balayla, so you can't get through. It means you're going to close the street, you know, every night. So, some people do, you know, the Thanksgiving Day parade, they close it for 30 seconds. And, you know, it's hard to believe that has any meaning. So the Chazon Ish Shita is what? That a Delis needs a Tzuras HaPesach. And he writes it in the Hakdama to the Sefer. Ma'od Ma'od Yeshli Zohar. You see, what's the story if you have a Pirtzi Yesim Me'eser? You have, you know, these public school yards, you know? Yard from school. So they have these barbed wire fences, so they have doors. So the shaila is when the doors open, if there's no Tzuras HaPesach, and there's a Pirsi Yesem Me'eser, is that Mevatel the Mechitza? So the Chazon Ish says, yeah, the door is only Mechitza when it's closed. When it's open, it's not a... But others say, no, there's a din of Delis. Delis is a separate halacha. Chazon Ish says, no, Delis is only once you have a Tzuras HaPesach, and Rabbim are going through. So the Delis stops the Bekia, since theoretically it can always be locked. But if you have a Delis without a Tzuras HaPesach, what does the Chazon Ish say? It's gorged. When it's open. That's the famous sheet of Chazon Ish. You can't have a Delis. So that, now, others disagreed with the Chazon Ish. Who, you know, the Radzina. The Radzina wrote a Sefer. Couple of things. Main two things in the Sefer, maybe there's a third thing, is about Tchelis, Radzina Tchelis, and whether you can have a Delis Blitzer HaPesach. I don't think these two things have much to do with each other, but these were the two things that he was concerned with. Radzina Tchelis and a Tzuras HaPesach, Delis Blitzer HaPesach, whether that has any meaning. And Chazon Ish was very stark. That Adelis Belitzer is a Pesach is nothing. Okay, when it's closed, then it's a Mechitza, but when it's open. So therefore, if you want to be Mater, you see, the Rambam sheet is that you need Roy. Roy is enough. Roy Linol, even if it's not Nol Kol Island, as long as it's Roy Linol. But that's so you can't just have Adelis that doesn't have a Tzuras HaPesach. You see, in Amsterdam, they didn't allow putting up Tzuras HaPesachs. So Rabbi Aryeh Ralbag, he made it Blossos Aruyos Linol, Belit Tzuras HaPesach, against the Chazon Ish. Because, you know, he has the Avnei Nezer was on his side, the Radzina was on his side. You know. But it's interesting, there's certain things, the Chazon Ish was so... And then, you know, you have other Gedolim that thought it was not correct. That's the Dr. Shul, but you have to be from the, you know, the caliber of these Gedolim. The Avnei Nezer said that you could have a Tzuras HaPesach. I think the Avnei Nezer and then the Radzina has a Delis Blitzer. Because the Nshas, it never says, it just used the word losses. It never says losses have to have a Tzuras HaPesach. Chazon Ish says it's Pasha to him. Because when is a Delis? When it's open. If you have a tzuras of Pesach, so basically you have a mechitza. Ah, but there's a bekiah. So the fact there's a delis can any second break that bekiah. So then it's lacking in the bekiah. But if you don't have the tzuras of Pesach, then you don't have a delis, then it's a varnish. That's the chazanish. But the others disagreed with him. You know, but the chazanish was the chazanish. You know, what can I tell you? And again, anyone short of the chazanish with Melis of the Chazanish, you know, can't say these things, but the Chazanish just shows you his tremendous Amelis Batara, but he wasn't the only Shita on things, you know what I mean? That's always important to realize that there's no one who had no one has a monopoly on Torah. No one has a monopoly. Torah's, and give you chizuk that you hear in the summer learning, you know, I'll tell you. Chafetz Chaim said he became a Talmud Chacham. Two things he attributed he became a Talmud Chacham. One, he learned on Fridays. And everyone else was, you know, Friday's the day everyone has to go here, go there. You know, there's not so much learning necessarily going on Fridays. But Chafetz Chaim said always had his regular Storm Kavuim on Fridays. And in the summers, the whole summer is a beginner Friday. You know, that's the time people go here, they go there. You can grow so much. Hirsch and myself, we were counselors, Mor Shakolo, you know, in the summers of, 88, 89, Kule, you know, those summers. These are the times that you could grow in learning. Then he said also because he learned the second parak of Ksubas, Chafetz Chaim, he became a Talmud Chazan of Gershon Sachs. Heard several times from the second parak of Ksubas, he felt he steiged a lot from learning that parak. I guess Ian Chafetz Chaim said. But so Bez Hashem, you should be matzliach. Concluding this month, starting the next month, and you know, there's so many opportunities in life to you know, and the Iker learning is, you know, they came out with a very beautiful sefer recently from Rav Yashiv about even on Huggers. He was very into, you know, if you learn Be'ian, then you have Havana, then you're going to remember things. He wasn't into just Shetkiyas. You know, you learn Be'ian, but Havana, that's very important. So Bez Hashem, every limud that you do adds to your repertoire of becoming a bigger Talmud Chacham. And we shouldn't have this attitude, you know, in this generation, people saying, oh, people with the computers, they're not learning the way they used to. But there's no reason why you can't learn the way people were learning 20 years ago and 50 years ago and 70 years ago. There's no excuses. You guys are just as talented, if not more talented, and you have all the kishreinus. So continue, Bez Hashem, to steig in your learning, to be koine Torah, and that transforms you as a human being, as a Yirei Shemaim, Baal Chesed, and you should all be Matzliach, and I guess it's Rosh Chodesh Elul. I could wish you a Kasiva Chasima Toiva. Everyone should have good health for yourselves, your families, and you should have good health. Use that, as the Rambam says, we need the brachas of Gashmias, not for our schar, so we can continue to steig in Ruchnias, because if you don't have proper Gashmias, then you, so he says, the schar for mitzvahs, we're going to get, the Rambam says, in Hilchot Tshuvah, Olam Haba. But when the Torah speaks about the schar, that's just a facilitator to continue. If Hashem sees that we're interested in learning, we're interested in doing mitzvahs, so he'll give us Gashmias to facilitate that for the future. So, Bez Hashem, you should all be zochet to that. Chasim toiv.